In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. May the name of the Lord be praised both now and forever. From the rising of the sun to its setting, may the name of the Lord be praised. I'm looking at Psalm 41 today, and you know what? I want to tell you that God has a preferential care for the poor. I don't know if you believe that, but I do believe that. God has a preferential care for the poor. And it tells us in Psalm 41, "Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth." I know this is true. I know this is true. You know, I could just tell you, that's my life. That's my life. There is a promise for caring for the poor. There is a promise for doing good for those who are less fortunate than we are. There is a promise, and that promise is so real. "Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he will be blessed upon the earth." Unfortunately, you know, we stop thinking about the poor. Unfortunately, we're so involved with about thinking about ourselves, you know. We're so into ourselves that it becomes so boring. I understand. I understand. It's become so boring, and there's no life in it. There is no life in it. It's like the Dead Sea. The Dead Sea has no tributaries, none at all. Therefore, it's a big, big mud hole. No life in the Dead Sea. And you know why? Because it's all ingrained upon itself. It's a big circle with no tributaries. The Jordan River, or I shall say the Sea of Galilee, is different. They are both fed by the Jordan River. The Dead Sea is fed by the Jordan River, and the Sea of Galilee is fed by the Jordan River. They're both fed by the same river. But the Sea of Galilee has tributaries that open up. And as a result of opening up, it's teeming with fish. It's teeming with fish. But you see, when we close in on ourselves, nothing happens. We become like the Dead Sea. It's all about us. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about us. It's just, you know, poor me. We get into that syndrome of the poor me. And I just want to tell you that blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And you will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. This is real. This is real. The enemies will come close, but he will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. I know this to be true. I know this to be true. This is a reality. I tell you, when you preach the gospel and you're honest, you're going to have enemies. But the Lord says, he will not deliver me unto the will of his enemies. I can tell you that enemies have tried to destroy me, but the Lord will not allow me to be delivered to the will of my enemies. And you know why? Because I consider the poor. Because I look for ways to help the poor. Because I open my heart to the poor. Because those people are preferred by God. And you know why? Because he came for the poor and the needy and the broken. He came for those who have nothing. Who have nothing. That's what he came for. And I am so aware of that. Just last night, okay, I tell you, it just happened last night. We're having dinner. And one of my favorite people came in. I don't know if he'd be the favorite people of many people, but he's my favorite people. And this man, you know, he's homeless. He's at Pine Street. And we're eating. So what do you do when you're eating? Well, first of all, before I'm Christian, I'm Italian. Because grace builds on nature. Anyone who comes into the house, if I'm eating, they're going to eat with me. I'm Italian. I don't keep my food to myself. So Anthony sat down, and we had mashed potatoes, and I had bought sirloin steak on sale at the Hilltop. So we had some steak and a little salad. And yeah. You think I'm stupid? I'm not stupid. Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he will be blessed upon the earth. And the Lord will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. That's right. But I didn't do it for that reason. I did it because, you know what? It's dinner time. And here he walks in like a lost soul. And what do you do? What do you do? You do what a human being does, okay? You do what a human being does. Anthony, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. And you're going to eat what we eat. Well, you see, God notices these things. I just spoke on WECE about the eyes of the Lord. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are always attentive to them. You see, but we've got to live righteously. We've got to live righteously. Not only talk about it. You see, it's not in talk. Talk is cheap. I'm going to tell you, talk is cheap. Can I say it again? Talk is cheap. You've got to walk the walk. You've got to walk the walk. Even though you walk it crooked, even though you don't walk it perfectly, you've got to walk the walk. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. You've got to walk it, even if you walk it crookedly. And you don't do it straight. You do the best you can. So let me also tell you this. You go out of your way to help the poor. You go out of your way to help the poor. Just the other day I was saying, you know, Friends of the Unborn, these are mothers with children. They've chosen to have their babies. These are heroines. They could have gone to Planned Parenthood and killed the kid and destroyed their life. But they chose to have the baby. Isn't that wonderful? Now they're down in money because the economy is awful. Well, I heard they were down in money. I immediately sent them $1,200. Immediately. They are the poor. They are the poorest of the poor. I remember standing outside Planned Parenthood holding a baby, a beautiful baby girl. And the mother said, because you were here months ago, I decided to have this baby. And the other side, the pro-death people said, kill the kid. She should have died. Imagine saying this. She should have died. She'll be on the welfare. This gorgeous baby girl was in my arms. And these people saying, kill the child. She should have been killed because she'll be on welfare. Oh, no. Blessed is he that considers the poor, for you cannot outgive God. Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And the Lord will deliver him from the will of his enemies. Listen, when you preach the gospel and you tell the truth, you've got enemies. But I can tell you this, I'll always be delivered from the will of my enemies, because I consider the poor, and the Lord's eyes are upon me, and the Lord's ears are toward me. He knows I'm not perfect. I can stand here or sit here and tell you all my sins, not that that'll do you any good, but I'm telling you, those who consider the poor, the Lord will consider you. And the scripture is filled with the poor. The word of God says there were crowds that followed Jesus, and they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he considered the poor. And he taught them at length. And he told his disciples to feed them. Oh yes, to feed them. We don't have enough. He blessed the bread. He blessed the fish, and it was distributed to the poor. What you do to the poor, you do to Jesus Christ. What you do to the poor, you do to Jesus Christ. I got a call about a month ago. Father Tom, I said, yes. I just found all these long sleeve T-shirts. They were 99 cents each. Buy 500 of them, I said, for the people out in the street. Blessed is he that considers the poor. Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. And I'll also tell you this, he'll always have money in his pocket too. He'll always have money in his pocket too. I got a call just the other day from Leslie. She was at a store. All these beautiful shirts, summer shirts being marked down, $1.97, polo shirts. Get them. Got 50 of them. Blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. That's right. You see, I'm going to tell you, I don't give any credit to myself. I give credit to Jesus Christ and to Alice Lavelle, this beautiful lady that I worked with as a child, 13, 14, 15 years old. She taught me to consider the poor. She taught me that we are to care for those that are less fortunate than we are. She would mail bundles to people that had nothing. And I would go. She would pack the bundles and I'd go to the post office for her. And I was taught by a woman, a godly woman, who cared for the poor, who had nothing herself, but cared for the poor. That's right. She still lives on. She lives on through me, because she taught me. Not by what she said. She never preached to me, but by how she lived. It was how she lived. It was how she lived. Blessed is the man who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. I expect to be delivered in time of trouble. You know why? Because I consider the poor. I expect it because I consider the poor. But you want to know what? I'm poor myself. I'm poor and needy. I'm not a big shot caring for the poor. I'm a broken man caring for the poor. I don't look down on the poor. I look right across and say, I'm just like them. I have nothing except the favor of God. Hallelujah. I'm just like them. I'm not anything great, anything better. I'm just like them. Lest I think that I have something that they don't have. I'm as needy as they are. I'm as broken as they are. I need Jesus as much as they do. Blessed is the man who considers the poor, who knows his own poverty, and goes out of his way to help other people. Blessed is that man. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Unfortunately, we have too much time to think about ourselves. Too much time to think about, it's all about me and my problems. I'm telling you, we've all got problems. I'm telling you, things aren't good in the economy. I'm telling you, to worry about it doesn't do any good. But to activate your faith. Activate your faith and do something for somebody else. Care about somebody else. You'll see that when you care about somebody else, you'll be digging yourself out of the pit. Because you know what? You're just as poor as they are. You're just as broken as they are. But God calls you to be a blessing to them. And you see, God will reward that. He's a rewarder of those who trust in Him. He's a rewarder of those who have faith. He's a rewarder for those who diligently seek Him. And Jesus said, if you do this to the least of my friends, you do it to me. Yes. I'm still calling people to send money to me for Marilyn Burney. That's Friends of the Unborn. Write a check to me. Send it to Father Tom, Holy Rosary in Winthrop, 02152. And you put it, Friends of the Unborn, on the memo. I'll send it to her. This home for unwed mothers and babies has been going on for years. We cannot let this depression, this recession, destroy this work of God. Blessed is the man who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. But it takes faith to do that when you've got little. You know what I'm saying? It takes faith. It takes faith to do that. And you know, without faith, it's impossible to please God. It's time to start thinking about other people. It's time to start caring about other people. It's time to stop thinking about yourself. It's time. It really, it is. It's time. And you'll have a better mental state if you start thinking about other people. You'll find that you're not chasing your tail. You know? You'll find you're not chasing your tail as you move out of the realm of self-pity and start caring for other people, even one other person. You know, you need to care for them more than they need to be cared for. That's it. I've experienced that in my own life. I need to care for people more than they need to be cared for, because it brings me out of myself. It brings me out of the prison of myself. I need to care for people more than they need to be cared for. I'm just like them. And the temptation is this. The temptation is to lick your wounds when you're in pain. The temptation is to lick your wounds when you lost your job. The temptation is to walk around in circles and say, how am I going to survive? Rather than, you know what? I'm going to find someone in need today, and I'm going to bless them today, and I'm going to stop thinking about myself today, and I'm going to rely upon Jesus, because He's my Lord, He's my rock, He's my Savior, He's my everything. I'm going to start trusting God, the God that I trusted in when everything was given to me. I'm going to trust Him now when things have been taken away from me. That's when you show your faith, not when you have everything, but when everything goes from you. Then you still have faith to believe that God is still good, and He's going to bring me out of this terrible mess, because He is faithful and true, and He is wonderful, and He is the Lord, and He helps those who help the poor. This is reality. Blessed is he that considers the poor. I'll give you an opportunity today. Send me some money and just mail it to me. Friends of the Unborn, you can put it on the check. Makes no difference. I'll send it to her. Friends of the Unborn on the check. And then you write, Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass., 02152. Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass., 02152. I'm giving you a chance to respond to God in faith. That's right. You say, I don't have much to send. But that's fine. You have $3? You don't have to buy your cigarettes today. You know what I'm saying? Consider the poor. Cause your lungs to get clean. And I'm also going to tell you that there are a lot of rich people that are very poor. At least the poor know they're poor, but the rich people can hide their poverty in their things. You know what I'm saying? I'm not poor because I've got everything. I've got everything. Yeah, I am poor. I tell you, my friends, if I don't know anything about myself, I know I'm poor and I know I'm needy. If I don't know anything about myself, I know I'm poor and I know I'm needy. That's why when I help the poor, I don't look down on them. I look right across, because I'm as poor as they are. I'm in absolute need of the mercy of God. I'm in absolute need of the touch of God. I'm in absolute need of the presence of God. I'm in absolute need. So I'm not the great big shot helping the poor. I'm one poor person, broken and needy, helping someone just like myself. God has graced me. And the grace that He's given me is to be given away. If I can't give it away, you know what? I don't need it. I don't deserve it. Even though I don't deserve it, when I give it away, it multiplies. It's the way it is. I've learned that a long time ago. To care for the poor is to care for Jesus. And I'm giving you an opportunity. Friends of the Unborn. We don't want that place closing. And mail your checks to me, Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop, Mass., 02152. I'm calling people in Arizona. I'm calling people in Springfield and Hartford and Chicopee and all those areas. Just Father Tom, Holy Rosary, Winthrop. I will mail the money to Marilyn Burney. This is so simple. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver you in time of trouble. And the Lord will preserve you and keep you alive. And the Lord will bless you upon the earth. And the Lord will not deliver you unto the will of your enemies. The Lord will strengthen you upon the bed of languishing. You will make all his bed in his sickness. Amen. 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 I want to announce to you that on the 16th of October at the St. Adelaide's in West Peabody, there's going to be a men's conference this Saturday. My friend Glenn Coppinger is going to be speaking at this men's conference. There will be other speakers, and you're welcome to be there. You're welcome to be there. This Saturday starts in the morning. Men's conference, St. Adelaide's in West Peabody. Do yourself a favor and go. Go do something. Go do something. For heaven's sake, go do something. Tomorrow we will be in Lakeville. People who want to come to Lakeville, you're welcome to come. I have a day of recollection there from 9 until 3. Tomorrow is Wednesday the 13th. A day of recollection in Lakeville. It's called His Land. Just come. You don't have to be registered. Just come. His Land, Lakeville, Massachusetts. You're welcome to come. It's from 10 to 3. We will celebrate Mass. Then tomorrow night, we're going to be at the Espousal Retreat House. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House tomorrow night, and you are welcome to come. I tell you these things because we make these things possible. Today, we will be in the church at 1 o'clock worshiping God. You're welcome to come at the Holy Rosary at 1 o'clock. I can only invite people, you know what I'm saying? I cannot make people come, but I can invite people. And that's what my whole life is doing, just inviting people to come and worship the Lord, to come and praise His holy name. Tonight's Tuesday. I have the Mass at 7:30. You're welcome to come. You know, that's at Holy Rosary. So we have all these things, all these things. And today at 1 o'clock, you're welcome to come. Tomorrow, Day of Recollection at the Hisland, from 10 to 3. Tomorrow night, we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House in Waltham, 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. And can I also say this? I also need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. One more time, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Psalm 41, blessed is he that considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive. And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And you will not let his enemies rejoice over him. You will deliver him from the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon his bed of sickness. The Lord will strengthen him upon his bed of sickness. This is the promise of the Lord. This is the promise of the Lord. This is the promise of the Lord. And his promises are yea and amen in Jesus Christ. It's time to stop thinking about ourselves, and it's time to start thinking about other people. It's time to start caring for those people that are as poor as we are. Because you know what? We do not help the poor from the vantage point that we're better. We are all alike. We are in absolute need of the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it flows from Calvary to you right now. Receive it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Alleluia. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.